Welcome to the Healing Trauma as a Christian Mama podcast. My name is Danielle Elizabeth, and here we dive into emotional healing and trauma recovery from a Christian perspective, also integrating psychology and trauma modalities to support your healing and growth. This current series is all about the rebuild, which is my signature program. I am walking you through all the phases as we use the analogy of rebuilding a house. If you are a Christian on a healing journey and need more support, reach out today and join the rebuild. Okay, so we are talking about the debris removal phase. And so in the last episode, we talked about how we need to excavate and we need to, you know, start to tear down all the beliefs and the lies and the messages, and looking at things like what was passed down generationally, what type of insecure attachment did I come out of my upbringing with and stuff. And in this debris removal phase, it's kind of like, now it's time to get rid of the junk, right? If you think about like debris, like if let's say you demolished something or you excavated a whole old building or something, there'd be a lot of like crap left over, right? It's junk. We need to get rid of it. And out of that excavation that we just did, we looked at a lot of the, you know, stuff that our family line passed down and that wasn't good. It's no longer serving us. And we look at all this insecure attachment. We look at all these faulty belief systems and negative implicit messages that are just like taking over our lives. So we want to get rid of all that. And so how do we do that? This is the debris removal phase. And so, you know, one of the first things we need to do is that we need to understand that shame is, you know, my therapist used to say shame is a tyrant. It's its own, you know, negative system that is underlying our lives. And so the first thing we need to do is we need to get rid of that toxic shame system. And I know that sounds easier said than done, but we actually have a lot of exercises and different growth work, I call it, because homework doesn't sound as fun, but growth work we do to like actually really figure out what are those shame systems and how do we get rid of them. Another integral part of this process at this phase is grief, okay? You know, you might have just opened up a can of worms by looking back generationally and seeing like, whoa, this is heavy. My family, you know, really has got some stuff here. Or my parents, even though they did the best they could, you know, I still was very much impacted by my upbringing or by some of the ways they couldn't show up for me, or, you know, and this grief is so important. I truly believe you cannot go through a healing journey without this grief process. And if you want to hear more about grief, I won't like talk your ear off about it today, because last season, Kelsey and I did 3 episodes on grief. One was on the grief of loss. We actually interviewed a wonderful, wonderful girl named Amber about grief when you've lost someone who's passed away. But the other two, which is I think where I'm coming from today and in the Rebuild program, is grieving things like the childhood you didn't have, the parents you didn't have, the, you know, it's a very tricky balance, because a lot of us have these adult relationships with our family, with our parents. And it's like, how do I process, you know, the fact that maybe they didn't show up for me the way I needed them to, but still have a relationship with them here as an adult and love them and, you know, want them in my life. Because they're probably different people now too, right? But that doesn't make, you know, the fact that we were impacted by some childhood stuff go away. And that's what this grief process does. It helps us process so that we can let go and move on. So one of the things that we did in episode was grieving the childhood, grieving your childhood. And the other one was just grieving loss. Sometimes we get to a point where, like, let's say we realize, like, man, I'm this certain age and I'm not where I wanted to be, or I spent 20 years in a toxic relationship and it took the best years of my life, or, you know, I thought I would have kids by now. I thought I would have the job I wanted by now. I lost the job I wanted. I lost the relationship I wanted, the love of my life. Like, there's so many things that you need to grieve, but didn't necessarily lose a person to this world. And so if you want to learn more about grief or hear more about grief, go listen to those episodes. They are actually one of our most popular episodes was our grief episodes, because it's really, really, really important to take that grief seriously, because honestly, I have seen this so many times, and myself included, when we resist the grief process, we are not able to process and we are not able to let go. And it's like you're trying to move forward in your life, but something's holding you back, and it's just this unprocessed stuff. Okay, it's this unprocessed debris. And so the grief process is the process of cutting those ties, okay? And then one of the other parts of the debris removal is looking at the spiritual aspect of our healing. You know, as a Christian, we know that there is an enemy, and we don't want to give him too much power, but we also don't want to negate the fact that he's there. And so there is spiritual stuff that is part of this debris. And so there's an amazing book called The Bondage Breaker. And this guy named Neil Anderson, he's got a few other books, but he's got this thing called Steps to Freedom. And I've heard other people do this in different versions, but it's basically just like going through the past and renouncing any power that is dark power that is there. So it's like looking at your family history and your own history and going through things like, were you ever involved in like occultic stuff, even like playing with Ouija boards and doing all those like, you know, what seem like minor things as kids? Did you ever open doors that the enemy walked through? Because at this phase, it's time to kick him out. And so we can't do that without approaching that from a spiritual place. And that comes from our authority as children of Jesus Christ and standing in that authority. We can't do this, A, without him at all. But so in this process, it's really making sure that you look at all the areas. And that's why I like the Steps to Freedom, because it's kind of a list of like all these different areas, and he really walks you through how to do it. Like, he's like, okay, so we're looking at like sexual immorality, and here's the prayer that you're gonna say, and you say it. And it's super important to say it all out loud, because the enemy cannot read our mind. He is not God. He is not omnipresent. He is not able to read our thoughts. He just knows human nature so well that he can predict what we're going to do most of the time, but he cannot hear us. So if we're just like praying silently, that is awesome, and God can hear that. But when we stand in our authority, when we stand in the name of Jesus Christ, we have the power to kick the enemy out of that area. We can shut that door with his power. My therapist taught me this, and then I learned about it in school too, that the word power is this dunamis power. That's the Greek word for it. And that is the word that they associate, or like they use when they talked about like the power that rose Jesus Christ from the grave. And it's like, that's the power that we have as children of Jesus Christ, and we get to have access to that to fight this spiritual battle. And so, you know, not all of this is a spiritual battle. There's a lot of things that, you know, we have the ability to just provide healing to or learn, you know, things about, but there is a spiritual battle going on for this. And your wounds, your things that are holding you back, the enemy doesn't want you to gain freedom over that, because think about what Jesus is going to do with it. Like, he will make anything good, right? He has such a beautiful purpose for our pain. And so if you find freedom and are able to step into that, that is not good news for him, right? So he is not going to want you to do that, but it is so, so important to address this from a spiritual aspect too. So that is kind of an other area of the debris removal that we look at that is very, very important, because, you know, obviously the secular world does not approach this from a spiritual, faith-based place. And they have a lot of amazing healing and recovery modalities and tools and strategies and all the things. Like, they have so much. You can get a lot of healing from a secular perspective. But as a Christian, we don't want to, we don't want to have our healing in one area. Like, we don't want to have our healing over here and then our faith over here. If we are a Christian and walking with Jesus, like, it's all of our lives, right? It infiltrates everything. And so we want to look at our healing in the same way, that like we are starting with Jesus. We are looking at everything through the lens of Jesus. We are inviting him in every aspect of this process. And we want to make sure that we are addressing this on the spiritual battlefield as well. But also reminding ourselves that, you know, he is on a leash, that this is not all spiritual, because the other side of this is that it gets over spiritualized, right? All of our mental problems, all of our trauma symptoms, all of everything is, you know, just a spiritual problem. Just pray it away. Go have more faith. Go read your Bible. And people are getting very hurt by that message. And there's a balance, you know. We don't need to over-spiritualize it. We don't need to give the enemy more power than he deserves. But we need to recognize that he's there, because one of his tactics also is to make us believe that he's not there. That this is just a trauma healing and mental health recovery avenue that you need to take, and you don't need to worry about the spiritual aspect of it, because it's not really there, right? So it's like there's these two roads, and or almost even two ditches, and we are trying to walk in the middle ground, where it's just like addressing both, looking at it from both, and finding freedom through both the, you know, just the mental health and the healing perspective and the faith perspective. Okay, so that is the debris removal.